The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 62. So far in the journey across the great desert, so-called, our chance meetings with others had not at all been pleasant, and so when we heard the distant mechanical rumbling that seemed to indicate we were being approached by some vehicle or vehicles, none of us were filled with anything near enthusiasm. I say this despite the fact that we were alone, lost and abandoned, without any means of survival, in the midst of a very hostile and unforgiving environment. Even so, we were not looking forward to encountering whoever was piloting this, as yet unseen, vehicle or vehicles. So much was this the case, that we all, without conferring with one another, simultaneously broke into a sort of half-run or trot, in the vain hope of avoiding any encounter with any more of this stupid desert's stupid inhabitants. Our experiences thus far having turned us decidedly away from any previously felt sociability or openness. This trotting was pointless, though, as those closing in on us had in their arsenal the mighty power of the internal combustion engine, whereas we, bereft now of our camels, were traveling by what was called in a quieter age, for reasons unknown to me, Shank's pony. That is to say, they were driving and we were on foot. It was inevitable that they would catch up to us. We were in a sort of dip between two large dunes when they did. The roaring of engines suddenly became quite loud, and as I turned and looked behind us, I saw, silhouetted perfectly on the top of the dune behind us, two large and very ancient-looking trucks. The trucks rolled and pitched as they rumbled across the crest of the dune and started down the near side toward us. I could not make out the drivers' faces, and the beds of the trucks were covered, and so I could not tell if they carried anyone aside from their pilots. In fact, I could not tell if they had drivers. They could have been driven by robots or some remote control device. This seemed pretty unlikely, but a lot of things had happened on this ridiculous expedition that had seemed pretty unlikely. Maybe we were about to be attacked by antique robot trucks. How the hell would I know?